Over 20,000 tickets have been dished out to drivers passing school buses in just the last year in the city of Bridgeport. I'm going to stop there for a second. Let's pull it back. That is in one school year, over 20,000 tickets in one municipality. It's a lot. And let's remember also that the year before that, in a six-month period, it was more than 10,000 tickets. So between 2023 and this last school year, so the middle of 2025, more than 30,000 tickets have been distributed because people bypassed stopped school buses in the city of Bridgeport. As we reported, those automated cameras were added to every bus in Bridgeport. And again, legislation actually was just passed in 2024 for more districts to get on board with this technology and combat the issue of people ignoring the stopped school buses and just going about their day illegally. Joining us now is Steve Randazzo of Bus Patrol America. He is the chief growth officer, and Bus Patrol was responsible for at least the cameras in Bridgeport, and he joins us back on the show. Steve, the last time you and I spoke, welcome back, we were trying to push for legislation here in Connecticut to have more districts get on board. It ultimately did pass, but I want to talk about Bridgeport first and foremost. Are you shocked by those numbers I just shared?
Good morning, Alyssa. Great to be back on. Hope you're well. Unfortunately, I can't say being in this business, seeing this not only in Connecticut, but helping to support so many community programs around the country, I can't say that I'm shocked, but I am actually what I would say is encouraged, believe it or not, because we are already seeing signs that folks are changing their habits in Bridgeport. So that's sort of the method to the madness, if you will, is that if you actually equip these school buses with cameras and people start to unfortunately see some of those violations coming to them in the mail, they tend to change their behavior over time. Once they know that the school bus stopping law is being enforced, there starts to be this psychological connection that I actually have to stop for the yellow school bus that, you know, is letting kids on and off, that has big red flashing lights, that has a stop sign that's jutting out into the road. So that, unfortunately, as in, you know, many cases in life, there has to be some level of deterrence in order to, you know, encourage that more that safer driving behavior. So that's really what the program is intended to do, and that is what it's doing in Bridgeport.
So, Steve, before I talk about the program, I was curious, since that legislation passed, have other districts called Bus Patrol to have the cameras installed?
Oh, yes. We are seeing a number of communities now seeing what Bridgeport is doing to be more proactive about student safety around the bus. And many communities are now kind of raising their hand to come online. So this upcoming school year alone, we're looking at Shelton and Danbury. We're in the process of equipping all of their buses. Again, we at Bus Patrol and the communities that we serve typically connect on this value of safety for all, student safety equity. So we don't pick and choose the buses. Every kid gets an equally elevated ride in terms of safety to and from school. So we'll be outfitting over, I would say, 150 buses out in Danbury, nearly 100 out in Shelton. And then there are two other communities that are still going through their solicitation process, but New Haven and Hamden look to be coming on board in the coming months. So I'm really encouraged to see so many communities across the state looking to modernize their buses and protect their kids a little bit more on their way to and from school through a Bus Patrol partnership.
And for those of you just tuning in, Steve Randazzo is here, Bus Patrol America. He is the chief growth officer. Bus Patrol is the company that is installing these cameras. on school buses. And I want to kind of go back, you know, and certainly talk about the purpose of these, you know, because I don't want to talk out of turn, Steve. You're the expert here. But, you know, from all my years of reporting, one of the things that I noticed was you've got unruly behavior on a school bus, let alone unruly behavior from drivers who are bypassing the school buses. And to ask a bus driver to manage the chaos of kids on the school bus, as well as the drivers outside of the bus, while also operating the bus, keeping their eyes on the road, all those things. It, you know, there was always, I remember growing up in the 90s, you had a bus monitor. But to have money and have people actually take that job, I mean, we have a severe bus driver shortage in this country. So to have a monitor is just sort of, it's just not going to happen. Certainly not for every bus in every district. So this is sort of the solution, right? At least to combat the issues of people driving past the buses illegally.
Exactly. Look, yeah, you hit the nail on the head, Melissa. I certainly remember also growing up in the 90s and riding in the school bus. And, you know, kids, that's where you get a lot of your energy out. That's where sometimes the trouble percolates before, you know, the kids walk into the classroom. So, they say that actually being on the bus itself, even though there's things that happen, fights, bullying, but really the most dangerous moment of a kid's day is actually that those few seconds walking sometimes across the street to get on and off the school bus. So we are seeing dramatic results in communities, again, not only in Connecticut, but around the country. But yeah, bus drivers are, they really do God's work. I talk to so many bus drivers in my line of work, and you know, almost like when a teacher refers to his or her classroom as "these are my kids," I hear the same thing from the bus drivers. Mm-hmm. It's a bit of a vocation. They really feel protective of their kids, and yet so powerless when, you know, they're doing their job, they're activating the lights properly, they're activating the school bus stop arm properly, and you know, these cars just totally disregarding the traffic law and putting kids' lives at serious risk. And so this comes very welcome from the bus driver community and the transportation leadership community, because they see firsthand how many cars are just willfully, not all willfully, but many times willfully ignoring the stop sign and the red flashing light. So this is one less thing that they actually have to do, believe it or not. Before the cameras, we were relying on these bus drivers to just memorize people's license plates and, you know, phone them in as if they didn't have enough going on the bus. And, you know, they have a job to do, which is to focus on the road, not memorize license plates. So the bus drivers really welcome this. We try to make it so that it's one less thing that they have to kind of worry about so that they can more focus on the kids and the road. And so it's really a community partnership in that sense, whether it's bus drivers, transportation directors, principals, superintendents, law enforcement, cities, mayors, city council people. We really like to position ourselves as not just a piece of technology, but a community safety program. We have a whole education curriculum that we love to go into the classroom. The kids even have a role to play in that sense. They're just making sure they pay attention when they cross the street. So we like to get everyone involved. We're loud and proud about it. You have to stop for the bus, and everyone has a role to play.
Yeah, and again, Steve Randazzo is here of Bus Patrol America, the Chief Growth Officer. We're going to continue the conversation. Also, if I didn't close that thought I just had a second ago, the reason I brought up the 90s was because we did have a lot of the times bus monitors. We did have sometimes bus monitors, at least on my school bus here in Fairfield School District. We had bus monitors a lot of the time. But those days are kind of gone. And even at that time, their job was solely to really check on the behavior of the kids on the school bus. It was really never to be reporters. There were certainly some, you know, I've been in other districts where they were asked to report and say, you know, hey, you know, let me write down that license plate number of somebody who bypassed me. But their job, if there were districts that had monitors, was really to keep the kids in order, because it was distracting to the bus driver and it also could have wreaked havoc. But anyways, just to close that thought. I realize I never did. You know what I just learned during the commercial break? We've got Steve Randazzo here of Bus Patrol America. Steve, I was just messaged by one of the officials in Shelton. They say, as you had mentioned before, that they're going to go live with Bus Patrol actually starting in August. They're very excited about it. Apparently, the bus drivers in Shelton last year reported nearly 18,000 violations. So almost in line with Bridgeport. Those weren't tickets sent out, but they had recorded from bus drivers nearly 18,000 violations, which I'm sure was a big reason why they partnered with you guys. So that was sort of my question, you know, in seeing, you know, can we compare district to district what we're seeing? But it sort of falls in line, right, with why we need this type of technology to combat the issues. Now, of course, the big thing, again, Steve is here, Bus Patrol America, and Bus Patrol has been installing these cameras on school buses, you know, not just here in Connecticut, but in other parts of the country. But Bridgeport was really where this all got started in Connecticut, which is why we then passed legislation to combat this issue. Now there are more towns and cities getting on board with Bus Patrol, what have you. But the big question we always get, Steve, and I think you could answer it a lot better, payment. Because you hear technology, you hear about installing, you hear about dozens of school buses in a district. What? This is going to cost us a lot of money. How does it basically pay for itself, having these installed, these systems? How does it basically pay for itself?
Sure. Well, look, I would be remiss if I didn't just quickly thank the folks over in Bridgeport, Mayor Ganim, Danny Roach, Captain Greck over in the police department. Really, without their tireless advocacy over the years in partnership with Bus Patrol, I'm not sure the law would have been revised in a way that now communities can take advantage of this program. So we're really, really just eternally grateful to that team's leadership over in Bridgeport. But the thing about the fine is that the Connecticut the legislators out in Hartford had the good sense to allow the municipality to receive the fine that when people pay their ticket, it sort of creates this self-funding mechanism. So the city is able to use a portion of that fine to pay Bus Patrol to outfit the cameras and to pay for the equipment and to pay for the ongoing service and administration of the program. So what Bus Patrol does as sort of a general business model is we don't believe that a community's ability to afford or a school district's ability to afford cameras up front, paying for all of those systems and that hardware up front, should really be a barrier to making their kids safer. So we kind of developed this solution of what we call a violator-funded program. So we will, at our own expense, we will outfit all of the buses in a community. We'll pay for the systems, the installation, the crews that go in, and we will maintain the systems over time. And then in exchange for that, so the community doesn't have to pay up front, they can pay us a monthly service fee per bus that exclusively stems from those paid tickets that come in on a monthly basis. So really, the city, the taxpayers, the school district never have to truly come out of pocket. It's not coming out of the operating budget of the city per se. Those who would endanger children on our roads are the ones that are funding the program. That's the business model that I think just one makes a lot of sense for, you know, cities and towns and communities that just don't have the cash up front. And two, just generally speaking, that something that your average parent can get behind, right? Like this is, you know, people who are breaking the law and potentially hurting our kids. That there's sort of a sense of paying it forward to be able to support this program going into the future. So that's the Bus Patrol model. The city or town does not have to pay up front for the systems. And so we just want to get cameras on buses and protect more kids as quickly as possible. So that's been a model that's worked really well for a lot of communities.
And again, if, you know, there are school districts listening, I know Shelton's listening right now and they want to come on in August when the program launches. They're very excited about it. I know Bridgeport, obviously, very excited about it. If people want to learn more, Steve, if there are districts listening and they want to just even pick your brain on this program and jump on board with this, no pun intended. What do you suggest they do?
Well, there are a lot of bus puns in my business, so I've gotten used to it over the years. But,
oh, fantastic.
Yeah, one, buspatrol.com. We have, that is very explanatory of the program, the violator-funded program, the way the cameras work, the way the program works. So you could always go to that. Happy to give my email, steve@buspatrol.com. Pretty simple to remember. So if anyone has any questions, you can go to our website. You could shoot me a note, and we'd love to have a conversation. There are more and more communities in Connecticut that are coming on board every day, and really, really excited to see the ones that that come online this upcoming school year. I think it's going to be a big step forward for student safety in Connecticut this year.
Steve Randazzo, I thank you so much. You and the team at Bus Patrol America, and I'm sure we'll be in touch again really soon, certainly in the school year. Thank you so much.
Thank you for your advocacy, Melissa, and awareness.
Absolutely.
Always a pleasure.
Yeah, not a problem. We appreciate your time.